Sunday Morning Show with Walt and Mike. And that was I'm Feeling You with Santana and Michelle Branch. Mike Plourde in the studio, and joining me is U.S. Senator Gary Peters. Good morning, Senator.
Well, good morning, Mike. How are you doing today?
Doing good. We got clear skies today here in the Upper Peninsula, so you got to like that. It's going to get warmer over the weekend. Number of things going on with you in Washington. You have an Education Affordable Act. I don't know if that's exactly what it's called, but please let us know what's happening.
Well, that's right, Mike. We have just introduced on a bipartisan basis. I'm working with one of my Republican colleagues from Louisiana to focus on reducing college costs. It's certainly top of my list of things that I work on every day here in Washington, D.C. We have students who are paying high tuition costs, and unfortunately more and more of our students who graduate with debt, and sometimes very large amounts of debt. So we've got to do everything we can to reduce that. And probably one of the best ways to do that is to make sure that students, before they even graduate from high school, have the opportunity to earn college credits. So I'm working on legislation that will create grants to work with universities, community colleges, and high schools to expand what are called dual and concurrent enrollments. Concurrent enrollment means you're both in a college and a high school at the same time. Concurrent means you're actually taking classes right there in your high school with a high school teacher often teaching it, but who's certified to grant college credits. And as a result of that, you can have students that can earn up to 30, 35 credits from college credits before they graduate from high school, which basically means they become a sophomore when they go to school and not a freshman.
I can see several advantages to that, Senator. Of course, saving a lot of money, which is a huge idea. But also, I think, doesn't that kind of bridge the gap from high school to college, which can be difficult for students sometimes?
No, that's exactly correct. In fact, that's probably the most powerful statistic. It's beyond saving money, is that what we find is that students who are able to get some college credits before they graduate from high school in one of these programs, they're much more likely, in fact, significantly more likely to actually graduate and get that college degree. And it's also been very powerful for someone who maybe from a family where no one has ever gone to college, the fact that they have picked up college credits beforehand also makes it significantly more likely that they graduate. So this is a win-win, and of course, as you mentioned, that transition, if you are going into school, usually folks drop out or find that the other things get in the way of education in that first year or two of college. But because of all the credits they can earn in high school, you're absolutely right. They're basically bridging that gap.
You're also always paying attention to what's going on with the Great Lakes, and you've got some other things happening with Great Lakes Recreation. Tell us about what's going on.
Well, we are, one of our major industries in Michigan, certainly very important, and in the UP is fishing. And our Great Lakes fisheries, unfortunately, play second fiddle to some of the salt lake or salt, or the water, the ocean research facilities. And so I've introduced legislation. I'm working bipartisan, bicameral, with legislators both in the House and here in the U.S. Senate to make sure that the Great Lakes Science Centers and Great Lakes fisheries get the kind of federal funding on a steady, certain basis that they currently do not get. You know, we have an incredible industry there that's really generates billions of dollars of both sport and commercial fishing revenues for us. And we believe that we should be equal to those research centers that are done on the oceans. And unfortunately, that has not happened in the past. We want to change that.
Again, this is a bill, Senator, that seems to me it addresses multiple needs. And as I mentioned, you're always looking at preserving the Great Lakes, and that does that. But also, it seems that this bill will encourage tourism.
Well, it will. The recreational fishing industry is so important for us, and that ties right in with tourism. People come up to enjoy our beautiful, beautiful landscape as well as the fabulous lakes, and then have a variety of activities when they're out there, from boating, but fishing is a number one. And we have to constantly be focused to make sure that the fishing industry and our fish stocks are healthy. And we know invasive species, Asian carp, and other things that we're concerned about that could be absolutely devastating to our fisheries. And we've got to make sure we are working on the science to keep them as healthy, our current natural species, as healthy as possible. And that's why the federal resources that are available for fisheries research get divided between the lakes and the oceans. The oceans get a much larger share, and they have a steady income coming in. And to me, that makes no sense when you consider the importance of Great Lakes fisheries, not just to Michigan, but the whole Midwest, and quite frankly, to the whole country. This is an incredibly important resource for the country, and it needs to be put on par with the saltwater research centers.
And that's not to mention that the Great Lakes carry 21% of the world's fresh water.
Absolutely, and that's why I'm focused on, as you mentioned, I'm constantly focused on making sure the Great Lakes are as healthy as possible. And not only all that fresh water, but when you think about it, they provide drinking water to nearly 40 million people in our country. It is an incredible resource, one we are blessed to have in Michigan, and that means we have to do everything we can to protect it for not only ourselves, but for future generations.
Senator, it's always great to talk to you, and we do appreciate your time, and we're looking forward to talking to you again soon.
Well, that sounds good, Mike. Take care. I look forward to getting back to the UP soon. I love being up there for the sled dog race, and I look forward to coming back soon.
And we love having you, and I know that when you do get back, you'll stop in and say hello and maybe have a cup of coffee.
I'll look forward to that. Thank you so much.
Thank you, Senator. That was Senator Gary Peters, and if you missed any of that interview, we'll have it posted to our website a little later on at sunny.fm. It's what we do. We keep you posted to what's happening in the community on the Sunny Morning Show with Walt and Mike.